Okay, today's the 17th of May, Tuesday morning, and Mark is ready to read the 102nd Psalm.
Prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed, and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me. The day when I am in trouble, incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forgot to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I am like an owl in the desert. I watch him as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. My enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, I am withered like grass, but thou, Lord, shalt endure forever. Thy remembrance unto all generations, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time has come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. The Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise her prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary from heaven to the Lord, behold the earth. To hear the groaning of the prisoner, and to loose those that are pointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and praise his name in Jerusalem. The people are gathered together in the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way, he shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days, thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure, yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. The vesture shalt thou change, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thine years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.